We've reached the final mission of the third parak of Pirkei Avos. This is 323, or in some Mishnayot, it's 318. And we have Rabbi Eliezer, or Rabbi Elazar, two Girsos, Chisma. The actual words in the Mishnah read Rabbi Eliezer ben Chisma, although that's probably incorrect. This should be Rabbi Eliezer Chisma. Chisma was a nickname. It means he was strengthened. It has to do with a particular story that happened, which is not really, I don't think it's so relevant to our topic right now. What is interesting is that this Rabbi Eliezer or Elazar Chisma is the topic of discussion in a Gemara in Har Yosef Yoram Aleph 10a, where Rabbi Yehoshua is speaking to Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Yehoshua, the God of the door, Rabbi Gamliel, the Nasi, the head of the Sanhedrin, the Jewish people, and they're talking about Rabbi Eliezer Chisma, as well as another person, Rabbi Yochanan and Gugada, and Rabbi Yehoshua is saying that the Tan of our mission, Rabbi Eliezer Chisma, is like an incredible, I'll call it scientific genius, if you will. He's such a chacham that he'd be able to calculate the number of drops of water in the ocean. And in the context over there, just sort of worth speaking out for a moment, I think, he's suffering from dire poverty, and Rabbi Gamliel wants to give him, essentially, make him like a rabbi, give him some sort of like function so he can make a living, if you will, as a religious functionary in the infrastructure over there. And Rabbi Elazar Chisma is boreach from the kavod. He runs away from the kavod, so he can't be found, doesn't answer the summons of Rabbi Gamliel, but Rabbi Gamliel says to him, this is quite a famous Gemara, if you will, he says, "Kimidomatem shesurarani nosan lachem?" You think I'm giving you like authority and lordliness? You can rule over other people? To the contrary, by becoming like a rabbi of the people, avdus ani nosan lachem, I'm giving you servitude because you're now a servant of the people. An important reminder that the Jewish notion of leadership is servant leadership, that the leaderships are there to serve the people, not the other way around. In any case, so our mission here, the topic is the relationship between, let's call it sciences, loosely speaking, and the Torah. And actually, this is sort of has a special place in my heart, in as much as the Sefer that I published, The Science Behind the Mishnah, so the Hebrew title of the work is Sefer Parparos L'Chochma, the book of, it doesn't translate easily, Parparos L'Chochma, you know, I'll translate for the moment here as spices. It doesn't translate at all at the moment. But the point is that expression, Parparos L'Chochma, is found in our Mishnah. Okay, so let's see it inside. He says like this, Rabbi Elazar ben Chisma, as the Girsa, Omer, Kinin upischei nida, those two halachic calculations, I'll say for a second, Hein hen gufei halachos, that's the essential Torah. Translating loosely again. Tekufos ugamatrios, whereas astronomy and mathematics, again, loose translations. Parparos l'chochma, those are just spices for the Torah. That's my loose translation. Let's just go back and see more, tell you what these words mean here. So kinin, there's all meseches kinin. It refers to like kind of nests of birds, because when a person gives korbanos, so they usually come in pairs of two birds, and it gets a little complicated if the birds gets mixed up. If you have two sets of birds, one set was for a nedava, a voluntary offering, and one is for a neder, or one is a chatas and one is an ola. The application of the blood is different depending if it's like above or below the line. The point is, if they get mixed up, what do you do? And essentially, Maseches Kinin boils down to a number of kind of complicated, I'll call them math problems, for lack of a better term. You know, you can think along the lines of like a Sudoku type, you know, complication, keeping track of things and a cheshbon of what goes where and so on. And so that's like mathematical, if you will. And the point is, that's still gufei halachos. That's the essential Torah. Applying those, doing that math work is actually, that's the Torah in action. And similarly, pischei nida is referring, it doesn't mean what you think it might mean, openings in nida. What it's talking about is, if a woman, there's like two stages in a woman's cycle. First, if she bleeds, she's a nida. If she bleeds a second time after that 7-day period of being a nida, that blood can be called ziva blood, and the zava and the nida have like two different kinds of calculations. If a woman's keeping track and she's not sure if now she's bleeding in the as a nida or as a zava, so it becomes complicated. And to get out of that complication is a story. The pischei nida is referring to like finding the pesach, the opening to get out of that trap, if you will. But one has to keep track of all the possibilities of whether this is nida blood or zava blood and the implications. Again, kind of mathematically complicated, not so mathematical, but it's like, you know, keeping track like a Sudoku type game, like you have to keep track of all the different possibilities and permutations. again, so it's sort of math heavy, and that, even though it's math heavy, but doing that math, that's gufei halachos, that's the execution of the Torah, that's Torah proper, and meaning, and this is how I think you should think about it, the schar, the reward one gets for being involved in those kind of mathematical calculations is Torah proper, the schar that one gets for limud haTorah. In contrast, the other types of, I'll call them mathematical calculations, so tekufos, I'm going to translate as astronomy. What it means in context usually is doing the calculations to figure out essentially when the seasons begin, meaning the solstices or the equinoxes, which has halachic ramifications, when you start asking for rain, when you can observe the day, the earliest time that you can have for Pesach, where they should, you know, add extra month to the year and that kind of stuff. That's tekufos. But in general, that boils down to essentially astronomy, okay? And gematrios. So gematrios, some learner means exactly what you think gematria means, like sort of the numerical values of the words. Others learn gematria is mathematics, or like the word, like gematria from the Greek word, like geometria, like geometry has to do with, you know, calculations of, you know, two-dimensional objects and the like. You know, like the shapes of circles and that kind of thing, the math behind those things. So whatever it is, the gist of it here is going to be essentially math and science. The reason why I'm not sure in tekufa is what it often means is doing the math to figure out how to set up the calendars, because, in fact, if a person's doing the math to figure out how to set up the calendar, that would be the same as doing the math to figure out the kinim and the pischei nida, and that would be gufei halacha, that would be, you know, Torah proper. But, you know, if you open Rambam in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, and Rambam talks about essentially the math / geometry and astronomy that goes into figuring out when the new moon will appear, it's extremely demanding mathematically, okay? So you couldn't just walk into that unless you had, like, prior mathematical training. That mathematical training, or the astronomical training, or the geometry training, exists in a vacuum, in, like, a math textbook, and that isn't connected to the Torah. And even though it's maybe interesting, even though it's maybe useful, no one's just denigrating that. But the point is, it's still, in terms of schar, it's secondary. Again, I just want to emphasize a point. It's a really important point. There's a Gemara in Shabbos, Taf Ein Hey Amud Aleph, 75a. And over there, the Gemara says, I'll read to you inside, actually. It says, Amar B'Shum Ben Pazi, Amar B'Yoshua Ben Levi, M'Shum Bar Kapara. Kol HaYodei L'Chashev B'Tkufos U'Mazolos, V'Ein O'Choshev. Anyone who knows how to do the calculations, the astronomical calculations, if you will, and doesn't do that, Allah, Akas of Omer, the Torah says about him, Ve'es Po'al Hashem Lo Yabitu, the work of Hashem they didn't regard, Umasa Yadav Lo Ra'u, and they didn't take note of the words, of his actions. They're not caring about Hashem's work. And even more than that, Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Menayin She Mitzvah Ala Adam L'Chashev Tekufos U'Mazalos. Where do you know this? Actually, it's a mitzvah from the Torah, a mitzvah for a person to be able to, you know, calculate the seasons and how the stars move in the sky, astronomy and so on. Shneamar, as the Pasuk says, this is the Pasuk from Chumash and Devarim. Ushamartem va'asisem ki hi chachmaschem uvinaschem le'enei ha'amim. You should safeguard and perform them because it's your wisdom and your understanding in the eyes of the nations. Ezo chokma ubina shehi le'enei ha'amim. What is the wisdom and understanding that is in the eyes of the nations we're talking about? Havi omer zeh chishuv tekufos u'mazolos. This is being proficient essentially in astronomy, being able to calculate the seasons and the constellations. So there's lashon of mitzvah here. Okay, so we're talking, the Chazal have nothing bad to say about knowing math and science. To the contrary, sometimes it's a mitzvah. But in terms of schar, it's secondary. And it is parparos l'chachma. Now, there's two approaches to what parparos means, the word means. The way the Bartanur learns, parparos, a parparis, is like a dessert that comes after the meal, the sweet thing at the end of the meal, like the cherry on top. And the point is, yeah, you know, knowing math and science is great, but that's like just a cherry on top to make, you know, to round you off. But your main, you know, meat and potatoes should be Talmud Torah. Others learn that parparos is referring to like an hors d'oeuvre. A parparis is something you eat as an appetizer before the meal, and that essentially gives you whets your appetite to eat the main meal. So again, parparos l'chachma would mean that you have to sort of do this work understanding math and science so you can apply that to your Talmud Torah. But again, in both cases, whether it's before or afterwards, it's a tuffle, it's secondary. The primary thing in terms of the purpose and the sachar, the reward, has to do with Talmud Torah proper, and the math and science is really secondary and subordinate to it. Again, closing out the Mishnah here, I want to just emphasize, the Torah is not saying it's to be disregarded. To the contrary, for example, a different Gemara in Sukkah, Chav Ches 28a, talks about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was like the, I'll call him, the, he was the Gadol Hador in the generation immediately after the Chorban of the Bayis Sheni, the second Beis Hamikdash, and it says how he, Shalohinach, he didn't leave anything unlearned, not Mikra, Mishnah, etc., and Talmud, he learned everything, and the list of things that he mastered, it says, Tekufos, the Gematrios, the very thing our Mishnah says, Tekufos, the Gematrios, the astronomy and the science. Astronomy and the math, I should say. But the point is, again, that the Ikra Torah is the Torah, and these things are subordinate and secondary to it. Maybe a cherry on top, maybe an appetizer to whet your appetite, but don't lose sight of what is Ikra primary and what is Tafel secondary.